Well, hey there. Welcome back to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Amy Porterfield, and I'm thrilled that you tuned in today. So today I'm going to give you some very specific ways that you can seamlessly talk about your product when you're on webinars or Facebook Lives or Instagram stories, or when you're interviewed, or when you do your own podcast, whenever, wherever. And I thought it would be helpful to tell you why I decided to create this episode. So here's the deal. I recently launched Digital Course Academy back in January, and while I was on my webinars, and for the record, webinars are something that I do really well, when I got into the Q&A and people were asking me about my course, I found myself repeating myself a lot, and that felt awkward. And I thought, something must be wrong here if I keep saying the same thing when people ask me about my product. So that was number one, something felt off there. Number two, during the launch, during my Facebook Lives, to be exact, where I promoted the course and did Q&As once the actual program was launched and out there, I realized I would stumble sometimes when I was talking about the program, Digital Course Academy. I realized that I didn't know exactly how to talk about it in all the different ways that I could talk about it. And I've been at this for a long time, and I know what my course is about. I know the benefits. I know the promise. I know the features, but it just wasn't seamlessly coming out how I wanted it to, especially when I was on impromptu Facebook Lives that I did throughout the cart open launch period. So I had that in the back of my mind. And then after the launch, you know, that period where you sit on the couch and you're like numb because the launch was incredibly overwhelming, or you're just very tired and your brain needs a break. So you sit on the couch and you watch mindless television. Maybe that's just me, but that's what I did for the weekend after the launch. And I stumbled upon an infomercial. Now, the infomercial was for IT Cosmetics. The founder of IT Cosmetics is Jamie Lima. I love her so much. She is such a badass businesswoman. But more so than that, the episode was about her product, Bye Bye Foundation. So for the guys listening, this is not an episode about makeup. So do not leave me. Stay with me here. This is not about makeup. However, it is about a woman that knows how to sell her product to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. So we can learn something from this infomercial. So I'm watching this infomercial and I'm realizing that Jamie is talking about her product in a very specific way. I mean, no doubt she's got a script, which is totally fine. But the way she's talking about it, the words she's using, and the way she repeats herself, it was like magic. I thought, oh my gosh, it was so good. And I realized if I could talk about my product the way that she seamlessly does on her infomercial, man, I would nail it on webinars and Facebook Lives and Insta stories. And when people interviewed me, I could just rattle off like it was just second nature to talk about my product. Yeah, when you think about it, we all should be able to do that, but it's not as easy as you might think, at least if you don't have a formula, which is where this episode comes in. So I decided to study the infomercial. I recorded it and then I transcribed it. All by myself, I sat down in front of my computer and she would talk, I would type, and I'd press pause so I could type it, then I'd play and type it. I have this uncanny ability to transcribe really quickly because this is what I did at Tony Robbins. Yeah, it wasn't all glamorous. He often wanted us to transcribe things that he said into a voice recorder. So I transcribed a lot. So I'm really good at it. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and transcribe and really pay attention to how she talks about her product. So I did it, and then I studied it some more and found some very specific things or strategies or ways that she talked about her product, and I broke it down for you in this episode. So I thought you would find it interesting to hear how she did it, and then also I'm going to give you some tips and tricks to apply it to your own product, and you can bet there's a cheat sheet for this one because I want you to make it actionable. So everything I'm going to teach you, I'll put in the cheat sheet, and then I'm going to give you some prompts so you can turn her example into your own snippets or blurbs of how you talk about your product. Good? Okay. So if you go to amyporterfield.com/259, amyporterfield.com/259, you will see an opportunity there to get the cheat sheet so you can talk about your product like a pro the next time you promote. So even if you're not ready to promote just yet, get this cheat sheet, download it, save it. You're going to want it later. I promise you that. It's really good. Plus, you won't have to take notes when I walk you through the 7 secrets on how to talk about your product like a pro. Now, before we get there, let me give a listener shout out. This one is for Rose Lindo, who left me a really nice review. This is what she said. Amy breaks things down in a way that is digestible, yet extremely valuable for the average Joe or Josie, she says, like me. She presents relevant information that is not pretentious and non-salesy, which is a huge perk for listeners. Without having ever met Amy in person, I feel like she's a big part of my tribe. I can turn on her podcast and feel like I'm sitting right there with this brilliant marketer for a real conversation. Thanks for all the inspiration, Amy and team. Well, thank you, Rosie, for literally taking the time to write such a nice review. And it is my mission to make my podcast feel as though it is a conversation we're having and we're just sitting together and we're talking all things marketing. So I'm so glad you feel that way. Okay, so moving on, let's get to it. The 7 secrets for talking about your product like a pro. Remember, I've created a cheat sheet that will not only walk you through the 7 secrets, but will prompt you to create each of these snippets on your own so that you have them when you go into your next promotion. So amyporterfield.com/259. All right. Secret number 1, solidify your verbal tagline. So that's what you're going to do. Solidify your verbal tagline. Now, a verbal tagline is different than just a tagline you might put on your digital course or on a webinar or whatever you might be doing. A verbal tagline is something that you're going to use over and over again that you actually say. And to be very specific, all 7 secrets, these are snippets or blurbs or statements that you actually are saying. So one of the action items I'm going to give you later is that you're going to practice these before you get on a webinar or before you do a Facebook Live or before you're interviewed. You actually say them out loud, but I'll get to that at the end when I give you your marching orders. But before that, let's start from the top. Again, secret number 1, solidify your verbal tagline. Now, what that means is you're going to create a statement that really talks about what is most important, like the theme of your product, and it tends to be inspirational or motivational. So here's the example from Jamie Lima's Bye Bye Foundation infomercial. All the examples are taken from that specific infomercial. This is what she said over and over again, some version of this. Bye Bye Foundation is not about concealing. It's about revealing your most beautiful you and your most beautiful skin ever. You deserve it. So I heard her say this multiple times throughout the infomercial. Notice that you deserve it. That's the inspirational side of things. So she used this in multiple ways. So here's another thing she said. Bye Bye Foundation does the work for you. Even if you don't know how to apply makeup, you can still get your most beautiful skin and your most beautiful you. You deserve it. And I love it because she said it over and over again. Now, here's what's cool in my big aha moment. When I was doing my DCA webinar, I noticed that I kept saying the same thing about the product over and over again, specifically in the Q&A portion of a webinar. So my Digital Course Academy students know that I teach you in my course how to do a profitable Q&A. There's certain strategies during your live Q&A on a webinar that can make or break it, and definitely strategies you can do to make it more profitable. So I teach you that inside of DCA. But one thing that I didn't talk about that hopefully my students are listening and everybody else who's looking for tips on a webinar are really paying attention right now. When you answer questions on a webinar, you should always bring it back to your product. And when you do, this verbal tagline is a great way to solidify whatever you just said and move on to the next thing. And that's exactly how Jamie used it in her infomercial. She almost used it as a way to end one thought and then it would move on to another section of the infomercial. And so you can use this verbal tagline after you answer a question. You bring it back to the product, whatever it is that you answered the question, some way or another, you find a way to bring it back to your product. And then you can end with your version of get your most beautiful skin and your most beautiful you, you deserve it. So your version of that. So in the cheat sheet, I'm going to encourage you to come up with your own verbal tagline. And you can use it in many different ways. You'll see in the examples. Okay, secret number two is to tell what it is. Tell what it is. Now, obviously, you're like, duh, Amy, of course I'm going to tell people what my product is. Well, when we're talking about digital courses, you need to take a moment to write down, what is it? What is it that you're selling? So let me give you an example of what Jamie does, and then I'm going to help you kind of figure out your what is it. So Jamie says three things, and she says it over and over again. Anti-aging moisturizer, SPF 50 physical sunscreen, full coverage. These are the three things that she says over and over again. Anti-aging moisturizer, SPF 50 physical sunscreen, full coverage. Now, let me give you a sentence of one way that she weaved this into the conversation. And this is just one of many. She says, Bye Bye Foundation is your full coverage moisturizer. So what that means is that it takes the place of your anti-aging moisturizer, your SPF 50 physical sunscreen, plus it's your full coverage all in one step. So she's really showing you the system, what it is, and how it all comes together to make your life easier because it's all one step. So you all know that I teach you that your course that you're creating, your digital course or any product for that matter, you need a system or a roadmap or a blueprint so that it becomes a one-stop shop or one cohesive system that they can follow from start to finish. And the easier you make it, the better. And so that's exactly what she's doing here. So if I encouraged you to choose three bullet points to tell me what your product is in the shortest possible way, what might you say? And for me, for DCA, I haven't worked it all out yet because I'm not promoting until September again, but I would definitely weave in something where it's course creation from start to finish, webinar creation from start to finish, and something around the lines of building a digital course business. I don't know how I'd weave that in, but those are the three most important things that I want people to really understand about my product. And so you have to take a step back and say, like, what's most important? What do I really want them to get? Like, what is this about? Now, they have to be short and sweet because you're going to actually say them over and over again. Remember how I was saying that in my webinar, I felt awkward because I kept repeating the same thing during my Q&A of my webinar? What I found watching this infomercial and really studying it is that's actually a good thing. You want to repeat yourself when you're talking about your product, especially during a Q&A in a webinar, because you're always bringing it back to your product. So saying these snippets a few different times, a few different ways, that is a good thing. But sometimes it's hard to talk about your product if you haven't done the homework up front to really master what it's all about. So that's why this cheat sheet is going to help you. Okay, so secret number three is tell what it's not. So this is easy. You just need one or two sentences at most of what it's not. Actually, Jamie Lima in her infomercial, what she really says is that it's not about concealing. So, and this is pretty powerful if you think about what she's selling. So the example again is in the infomercial, she says, it's not about concealing. And to be specific, she says it in two different ways. I'll read you both, but this is what she says. It's not about concealing. It's about revealing your most beautiful you and your most beautiful skin ever. You deserve it. Sounds familiar, right? That's the verbal tagline. And here's another way where she talks about what they don't want. She says, you need coverage, but you hate the feeling of makeup and you don't like what it does to your skin, but you want your most beautiful skin. So she's adding in a little of her verbal tagline, your most beautiful skin, but she's saying, look, I know what you don't want. And I thought that was really powerful. I'm definitely going to use this strategy where when I'm talking about my product, I'm going to find one or two things that I know my audience doesn't want. And I'm going to mention it. So it's not about this. That's a great way to fill in the blank. It's not about X, or I know you don't want fill in the blank. So I want you to really think about what they don't want. And I want you to mention that and then, of course, move into what they do want. And she does that so perfectly. You don't want this. You don't want to conceal, but you do want your most beautiful skin. You want coverage, but you hate the feel of makeup and you don't want it on your skin, but you want your most beautiful you. So I love this strategy of really honing in on what they don't want and then using that in your snippets that you actually say during these different promotional avenues that you take, webinars, podcasts, interviews, FB Lives, all that. Okay, secret number four, tell why it's unique. Now, in the infomercial, she chooses one thing, just one thing. And I think that's important, guys. We got to remember there's probably 20 things that you think are unique about your product. I could tell you at least five or six that are unique about mine just right away off the top of my head. But in the infomercial, they just hone in on one thing. And I thought this was really unique, and I want you to think about this. So let me give you an example. She says, Bye Bye Foundation has 3D skin flex technology. So the flexible pigments actually float above your skin and they move with your skin and they don't crease or crack. So your skin stays fresh and radiant and natural looking. Okay, so her uniqueness is way more technical than mine ever would be. Like skin flex technology, flexible pigments. I mean, that has nothing to do with my digital course. We've got to think big here, guys. We've got to say, okay, so I like what she's doing here. She's finding one thing that is very unique about her product. And if you know anything about the Blue Ocean Strategy, great book recommendation, by the way, check it out. But the Blue Ocean Strategy, your whole thing is you've got to find a few things that set you way apart from your competition. And this 3D skin flex technology does that for the Bye Bye Foundation. So we've got to think about your product now, and it's not going to be as fancy as SkinFlex technology, at least mine's not going to be, but still I love the concept and I'm going to find a way to weave this into my next launch. And you can bet that when I figure all this out for my next launch, there will likely be a part two of this podcast where I can show you exactly how I used it. But I didn't want to wait because I thought this could be very valuable for you. Okay, so let me give you a variation where Jamie weaves in the negatives about the others. Like there's other foundation and then there's hers. And this is interesting too. So listen to what she says. You deserve, notice that word deserve comes up a lot. We'll talk about that in a minute, but she uses the word deserve a lot. So you deserve to have your most beautiful skin. And if you're tired of your old foundation creasing and cracking or making your skin look older or maybe having to reapply it, Bye Bye Foundation has our 3D Skin Flex technology with flexible pigments designed never to crease or crack. And I'm going to show you what that means for you right now. And then she does this crazy rubber band experiment that's pretty cool. Now, again, totally different than my course, probably very different than your product or course as well. But I want to hit home the importance here that we have to find what's unique. So let me give you a really simple example of what I'm thinking for my own course, Digital Course Academy. What I think is unique about my program is that it is very step-by-step. Do this, and then do that, and then do that. And I also teach in a way that offers patience and support. I do live Q&As every week. I go at a pace when I'm teaching that's not too rushed. I really want my students feeling as though I'm holding their hands, even though it's all virtual. But my step-by-step training, I don't just say it's like that. It really genuinely is like that, with a full project plan walking my students through every action item that I detail in the course. That is blue ocean. That is not normally found in most courses. And so that's a really simple example, but it doesn't have to be too complicated, guys. We can find what works for our own products and services, but we do need to pull out something that's unique. And then you create an actual blurb that says what makes it unique, and you practice it so you can rattle it off at any time. And you don't have to say what makes us unique. You just say what it is, and you say it again, and you say it again. Good? All right. Moving on to secret number 5, identify a few core themes. Now, this is something that I saw Jamie do throughout the infomercial that I thought was brilliant. She definitely had a few core themes throughout. So first, let me give you some examples. Then I want to talk about your own product and what your themes might look like. So first of all, there was this core theme that her product was different. And she used the word different a lot. So when you think about your core themes, you're going to come up with some words, because remember, these are verbal statements, verbal snippets. These are things you're going to say. So you often heard her say, "Bye Bye Foundation is completely different." Or she'd say, "So this is so different because," but you heard it throughout. So I thought that was a really core central theme that she wanted people to understand. And I think we all would like people to understand that our product is different. So that's a simple one. Another one was this idea of deserving. And I brought that up earlier, but you're going to hear her say deserve a lot. So you deserve to have your most beautiful skin, and you deserve to feel good. And you deserve to have this opportunity to put yourself out there in the world and be so confident. So deserve came up a lot. And I think that was definitely one of her core themes. Now, one that I know for sure was something that she wanted to hit home was this idea that it was easy to use her product. It was very doable. Now, the way she did that, a few different things. One, she talked a lot about it being a one system product. So for example, she would say, "So Bye Bye Foundation helps to correct, perfect, and protect your skin all at the same time." Or earlier, I used an example where she talked about what her product was, and then she said, "All in one step." So she wants to make it feel very easy. And she'll say, "You don't have to know how to put on makeup or do makeup professionally in order to get the benefits of Bye Bye Foundation." And then she takes it to the infomercial extreme that people do on infomercials. And she has all the women take off their makeup, and then she has them apply the Bye Bye Foundation. But for the guys, you wouldn't know this, but this is important. Remember, this is not about the makeup, but this is a technique that I have no idea how you'd translate it into your own product or program, but I want you to have an open mind. So listen to what she does. The women take off their makeup, and then they get the foundation, and they don't have sponges or brushes to put it on. She has them put it on with their fingertips. So the guys, what I was going to say to you is that's not typically normal. Most women apply foundation with some kind of applicator. But she says that is not needed. You could just use your fingertips, you rub it in like moisturizer, you're good to go. The theme is that it's very easy. You don't need a lot of bells and whistles. Just use your fingertips and you're good to go. So those are the themes that were throughout the infomercial. What are your themes for your product or program? And I'm going to give you an example of mine. Mine would definitely be, this is doable. Even if you're still in your 9-to-5 job, even if you have never sold anything online, even if you're not 100% sure of the product you'd create, this is doable. And the reason I really hit home with this is that a lot of people have no idea how to create a digital course. So in the webinar, I show them what it looks like to create a digital course or what it looks like to launch one. So they start to understand like what they'd be doing in the course. And when they start to see what they'd be doing in the course, what they would be creating, how they'd be creating it, once they start to just to get a little glimpse of it, it starts to feel more doable. And so that is definitely one of my core themes. And yours might be the same. Yours might be doable as well, but it looks different than mine, or it might be something totally different. We don't need to have the flashiness of the women take our equivalent of women taking off their makeup and applying our product. I mean, most of you listening are working on digital courses. We don't have physical products, but there's definitely different ways that we can hit home with our themes in our own ways through webinars and podcasts and Facebook Lives and all that good stuff. Okay, so I just want you to think of those themes, and in the cheat sheet, you're going to jot down some ideas that you come up with. And then that's not enough though. The goal is you come up with a few different snippets that you can relate back to that theme, just like Jamie does with you deserve to have the most beautiful skin or Bye Bye Foundation is completely different. These are snippets you're going to say, because once you say one of these snippets or what I call these quick pitches, once you say them, then you can ease into talking about your product again. So it brings you back to talking about your product, especially if at one point or another you get off track. Okay, moving on to secret number 6, future pace with an intentional one-liner. So one thing that I heard a few times throughout the infomercial, every time they were going into actually selling the product, like here's where you go to buy right now, they would say, and I say they because it wasn't Jamie, it was a voiceover and it was showing the product, but that doesn't matter. They would say, imagine looking up to 5 years younger instantly. And then they'd go into their pitch. And so the reason I call this future pacing is anytime you say, imagine, you're having your potential student look at what's possible, what's ahead of them. And I teach this when I teach webinars to future pace. You want them to see what's possible. You want them to get excited. And as long as you believe in your product, you know you have something good that you're selling, you're not being overly salesy or kind of slimy or anything by future pacing. You're saying, let's look at what's possible. Let's get excited about this opportunity. So it actually starts to feel really good when whatever they're imagining is truly something that you can get for them. You can help them create if they go through your course. So again, the example in the Bye Bye Foundation infomercial was, imagine looking up to 5 years younger instantly. And then they go into selling. So for my course and my webinar, at different times I talked about imagining, but I said, imagine what it would feel like to build a digital course business that's generating revenue so that you can then say yes to only the projects that light you up and no to the projects that deplete you. Imagine what that would feel like. That would be an idea or an example of future pacing, but you have to have a one-liner. And that was like kind of my one-liner, but you have to have a one-liner so you can say it a few different times and it becomes second nature. So that was definitely part of the infomercial. Okay, moving into the final secret, and then I'll review all of them for you one more time. Secret number 7, choose testimonials that speak to all of the above. So let's do a quick review and then I'll go back to number 7. So secret number 1 was solidify your verbal tagline. Secret number 2 is to tell what it is. Secret number 3 is to tell what it's not. Secret number 4, tell why it's unique. Secret number 5, identify a few core themes. And secret number 6, future pace. So secret number 7 is when you are getting testimonials, you need to make sure that your testimonials are touching on your different snippets that you've created. So let me give you an example, then we'll talk about it. So Jamie says, I'm wearing one life-changing product, skin-loving, anti-aging moisturizer that's clinically shown to make your skin look even better even after you've taken it off. It can cover everything, but looks and feels like you're wearing nothing. Plus, it's your SPF 50, physical sunscreen, and full coverage all in one simple step. I believe that great makeup can give you great skin. So this is one of the things that she says on the infomercial. Now, I took some snippets from her testimonials on the infomercial because every great infomercial has testimonials, right? So these are just some snippets of what people said in the infomercial. Are you ready? It feels like nothing, like I'm not wearing anything on my face. Now, I just read to you what Jamie said, and she said, it can cover everything, but looks and feels like you're wearing nothing. And then in the infomercial, someone says that. Okay, here's another one. Someone in the testimonial said, it has moisturizer in it and SPF. Now, we know Jamie said that a million times, right? It is good for my skin. And at the end, remember she said, it's skin loving. And she said, I believe that great makeup can give you great skin. So someone said, it's good for my skin. Someone else says, it does not get into the creases in my skin. And throughout the infomercial, she talks a lot about no creasing. And then that's when she does that rubber band example. I don't even know if I mentioned that earlier, where she shows a rubber band and she shows the skin creasing with the foundation. I mean, they had a lot of examples on this infomercial. And then someone else says, it's so light. And that goes back to, it feels like you're not wearing anything. So this was a big aha for me as well, because this year we've been focusing more on testimonials. And we have someone on our team getting testimonials. And one thing I probably should do is sit down with my team member and say, okay, so these are the things that we need to look out for. And we need to think about what we want people to say. And then how you get them to say that is not in an inauthentic way. You ask the right questions. You ask questions that will have them talk about your product. And if the product's doing what it should be doing, they're going to mention these things. They're going to talk about these things in the way you want them to, because you've asked the right questions. And sometimes you need to come out and say, okay, so give me your three favorite things about the product. They'll tell you, and then you'll say, can we touch on this one the most? So you never, ever tell someone to say something. Obviously, this goes without saying, right? But you can definitely dig deeper and make sure that you pull out the stories and their examples and their insights into the testimonial, so they are saying what you have been saying. And that was the big aha for me, that my testimonials need to mirror how I talk about my product. That's the point I wanted to get. It took me a long time to get there, so sorry. But my testimonials should mirror how I've been talking about my product throughout my launch. And this is more of an art. It's something that you just need to get better at, and it takes time, and it's something we're working on as well. But I think it is very doable. Getting back to the theme. Okay, so I've already reviewed all of the 7 secrets. You can definitely find all of them in a cheat sheet at amyporterfield.com/259. But here's the most important thing. To make this actionable, there are 3 things that you need to do. Okay, so pay close attention. Number one, most importantly, you have to write them down. You have to formulate them. You have to bring them to life. So you can't just think of them. That's not how this works. So it won't take you that long, a few hours max, but it could literally make you more money. The more intelligently and more seamlessly that you talk about your product, the more money you can make. I know there's a correlation there. So go through my prompts in the cheat sheet and actually write down each of these 7 blurbs based on the secrets I gave you. Cool? And then number 2, practice saying each of them out loud. So once you've got your snippets or blurbs or statements or whatever you want to call them, once you have them written out, you're going to actually say them. And let's say your launch is in a few weeks. I want you to do this now, and just every day, just say them once or twice. They become second nature. That's how this works. Jamie Lima likely had a teleprompter. We won't. And so we need to practice because I want it just to roll off your tongue. When you're in an elevator with someone and someone says, so tell me about your product, you just talk about it so seamlessly. And I know many of you struggle with talking about your product. I know you do because I've been around many of you as you're trying to figure it all out. This will help you talk about it seamlessly. And then number three, I want you to use these blurbs over and over again in many different ways. Don't worry if you sound like a broken record. If you watch any infomercial, they sound like a broken record, but it's not jarring. It's really good. And you can bet that I bought the foundation. Just want to kind of wrap it up with that. Like, it was so good that I thought, I got to try this out. And it's actually fantastic. But that's not the point here. However, it kind of is. Like, she definitely sold me on an infomercial, and that's kind of embarrassing. I'd like to say that they don't work on me, but this one did. And I think the repetition, the fact that she said things over and over again, but maybe like in slightly different ways, I think that was necessary and important. So something to think about when you are promoting your next product or program. So there you go. I know this episode was a little bit different than most, but I think it's great to get inspiration from things outside of what we normally are used to. And I hope you'll get the cheat sheet. I hope that you'll put together your snippets. You can bet that I will. And I promise to share them with you when we launch Digital Course Academy in September. So you can hear my snippets, or if you're part of that launch, if you're thinking about buying the program, you'll be able to identify them, which is really cool because you all know I practice what I preach. Okay, guys. So I'm really, really excited about next week's episode. So let's do a quick transition to talk about next week's episode. Now that you have your seven secrets, you know where to get your cheat sheet, amyporterfield.com/259. Let's talk about next week. Next week, I have my friend Stu McLaren on the show, and he's going to talk about membership sites. You all have so many questions for me about membership sites. Should you create a membership site? Should you do a course first or a membership site second? How do you incorporate courses into membership sites? How do you get started with a membership site? Can you promote a membership site with a webinar? I mean, you guys have questions. I know this because I have many, many private Facebook groups where I do a lot of Q&As, and I know what's on your mind. So let's talk to the master about membership sites. Stu McLaren is the guy to talk about membership sites with. So he'll be on the show next week. I cannot wait to ask him all of your questions and mine, and it will be a great time. So I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.